That's Thomas Fats Waller playing his own composition, A Handful of Keys. The year was 1929, and this is Guy's History of Recorded Music, records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. I'm Guy 2K, and let's go back to Fats Waller. Fats Waller. It's Black History Month, and we're playing, this month I'm playing all my favorite records from African American musicians and composers and out of what we consider the black culture. And since we're playing music from the 1920s, we're talking about Harlem Renaissance and a time when black culture flowered in New York City and elsewhere in the country, and this was part of it. I've said, and you may have heard me say, that I think that the record player did more for the liberation of the black race than the Emancipation Proclamation. It's just very difficult to avoid loving this and loving these people that produce it, and you can't love them and hate them at the same time, and you can't consider them less than yourself when you respect the music that they're putting out. And Fats Waller is a big part of it, as far as I'm concerned, a great composer, a great piano player. And we'll start off with some of his stuff and finish up with some of his stuff, too, I guess we could say. But we're going to continue here with The Joint is Jumpin' from 1929. And this is him in his typical fun-loving and entertaining and comical way of doing things.
They have a new expression along old Harlem way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping, the piano's thumping, the dancers are bumping. This is spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Sing this joint, boy. Yeah. Oh my, yeah! Don't you hit that chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol, get rid of that pistol. Yeah, get rid of it, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh man, it's really ready. No baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. I'm going to go to the hospital. heart is jumping. It's really jumping. Every Moses on his toes, I mean the joint is jumping. Uh-huh, no time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Hit the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet, beer, and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, baby. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
mercy, mercy.
Look ahead, look ahead, look ahead.
Well, all right.
Hey there, cats.
Here it is.
Just feeling black.
Thank you.
Perdido Street Blues from 1926. And it was the New Orleans Wanderers, which was really the Louis Armstrong group, minus Louis. Lil Armstrong, Lil Hardin Armstrong, his wife, she was the piano player, and she put together this band. And he was the only one that wasn't in it, and it was for contractual reasons that he couldn't perform with this band. Before that, it was Two-Faced Man, the Sidney Bechet Trio, with Rosetta Crawford from 1928. And before that, it was Black and Blue, and actually was done by, it's not a 1920s recording, but it is a 1920s song. It's a song that Fats Waller wrote and that was featured in a musical back in the 1970s called Ain't Misbehavin'. And that was the cast of Ain't Misbehavin' performing that great Fats Waller tune. And before that, a virtuoso performance of Honeysuckle Rose by Fats himself, and we started the set with The Joint Is Jumpin'. We'll continue with some poetry from, I believe it's 1914. The performer is Edward Sterling Wright, and he's performing poetry of Paul Laurence Dunbar, contemporary. One of the people that really helped set off the Harlem Renaissance. And his poetry is an expression of the Black experience, certainly. And it's much of it is in vernacular, dialect. And this performer performs it in dialect. And the two poems are In the Morning and Just Give Him One of Mine. They're self-explanatory. Here it is.
Liar? You liar? Blessed Lord, boy, don't you know the days are bored? Now look y'all, you scamp, there's going to be trouble in this camp if you don't get up. You think I'm going to let you sleep while I make your board and keep? That's a pretty how to do. You liar? Don't you yarn me? You? I bet if I come across this floor, you wouldn't have no more time to snore. Daylight all are creeping in, and you sleeping. It's a sin. Ain't a candle light enough to burn out without a snuff? Yet y'all, you go to morning to a burning up the daylight, too. You liar? Don't you yarn me, call? It's no use pointing toward that wall. You think I can't yaw that matter squeak? You liar? Don't you yaw me speak? This yaw clock done struck off six. Caroline, bring me them on six. Oh, you's down, huh? Oh, you's down. Look, yaw, don't you dare to frown. Now you march yourself and wash your face. And don't you spatter all the place. I got something else to do besides clean up after you. Now you take that comb and rake your hay. It looks just like a feather bay. Now look y'all, boy, I'll let you see. You shan't frown them eyes at me. Come y'all, bring me that odd strap. Boy, I'll whoop you till you drap. You done feel yourself too strong, but you surely got me wrong. Now you sit down at that table there. And you just whimper if you dare. Every morning round this place seems like I must lose my grace. Pull your hands and bow your head. And wait until the blessing stays. Lord, have mercy on our souls. Don't you dare to touch them rolls. Bless this food we about to eat. You sit still, I see your feet. Now, you just try that trick again. Bring us peace and joy. Amen. A little urchin, a rugged black, an old cigar stump bound, when visions of a jolly smoke began to hover round. When finding that he had no match, a big store he espied, and straightway for it made a boat to have his wants supplied. We have no match to give away, and even if we do, we have no match, the owner said, for such a thing as you. Deep in the ragged pantaloons, the little black hand went. Then up it came, now grasping tight, a big old-fashioned scent. Gimme a box, the urchin said, while his bosom heaved with joy. Then calmly lighting his cigar, a radiant, happy boy. Then handing back the box, he said, while his face with pride did shine. Next time a gemman wants a match, just give him one of mine.
Thank you. A baby by the time being.
early in the morning, late every night, has no use of worrying, baby, by the day's been long. The black snake has got the best, so you can't roll him from home.
The New Black Snake Blues with Victoria Spivey, a big star in the 1920s from 1928. It was two sides, and that was side one of that record. And Lonnie Johnson plays guitar, another virtuoso performer. And so you've got two great performers on that, the New Black Snake Blues. She wrote it, Victoria Spivey. And let me read you a little something about Victoria Spivey. This is at a website called redhotjazz.com. And that's one of the fun things about this hobby is that you can, you know, you're playing the records on archive.org, let's say, which is where I get most of the records. archive.org. Go there. Free stuff, you know. You're playing the records, and then you say, oh, I'd like to know a little bit more about the singer. And you can go online, you know, you can go to Wikipedia or Red Hot Jazz or any number of places, Google, and see what you find about the artist. Now, Victoria Spivey, we have forgotten her today, but here's what RedHotJazz.com has to say about her. She got her start in music at age 12 when she began playing piano in a movie theater in Houston, Texas. And I think she's probably playing the piano on this record. From there, she expanded her musical career to playing in saloons and whorehouses. She was a big fan of the blues singer Ida Cox and modeled her own career after Cox's. In 1926, at the age of 20, she traveled to St. Louis, where Oki Records was on a field trip looking for new acts to record. And she recorded her own songs, Black Snake Blues, which we just listened to, and Dirty Woman Blues, which became a best-selling record. And we're talking about, of course, records are being sold by black artists, from being sold pretty much exclusively to black people, except for, you know, like musicians. Over the next 2 years, she was quite a hot item and recorded records almost once a month, often with the accompaniment of great jazz musicians like Lonnie Johnson, whom we just heard, Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, Clarence Williams, and others. And she was constantly working, unlike so many others. This is from Red Hot Jazz, too. Playing countless one-night stands throughout the 1930s and 40s. But by the 1950s, she had left show business but continued singing in the church choir in Brooklyn, where she lived. And she returned to show business in 1962, formed her own record company, Spivey Records. And her first record on that label featured Bob Dylan as an accompanist. Spivey's career began again in the early 1960s, and she was performing in folk and blues festivals and in nightclubs in and around New York City, and continued to record for the rest of her life, which ended in 1976. A little bit about Victoria Spivey, and since we're calling it Guy's History of Recorded Music, then we'll, you know, give you a little history from time to time. Before that, it was Lizzie Miles, Black Man Be On Your Way, and before that, from 1923, and before that, it was Leona Williams, Strutton Blues from 1922, and before that, it was King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators from 1926, Deep Henderson. And before that, it was from 1927, Duke Ellington, something called Soliloquy, and I believe he wrote that. And we started the set with Edward Sterling Wright, Indemon, and Just Give Him One of Mine from Paul Laurence Dunbar. Let's wrap it up with star power. Call it star power. Some big stars. We're going to have, next will be Louis Armstrong performing Ain't Misbehavin', a Fats Waller tune from 1929. And he plays the trumpet and cornet, and he plays and he sings. And he does everything that Louis Armstrong does great in 1929. And then we'll have Bessie Smith singing Careless Love Blues, a really old song, 1925 rendition. And she's accompanied by Louis Armstrong and Clarence Williams, two great stars. And then we'll have Edith Wilson singing What Do You Care, 1922. She was a huge star. She was in movies. She became the face of Aunt Jemima. And this is pretty early jazz, and this would have been heard mostly by black people. And then we'll have from Clarence Williams something called Coal Cart Blues, a great record. And then from Clarence Williams and I believe Sidney Bechet, I'm not sure he signed Cold Card Blues as well, with, I believe, Louis Armstrong. And then we'll finish up with Kansas City Man Blues from 1923, also Clarence Williams. So some big stars, and coming into the third week, finishing up the third week of Black History Month for 2014. Here's Louis Armstrong, Ain't Misbehavin', and I'll be back next week.
Just if you, now it's too late. You made me so my only friend, and that's why I sing this song of hate.
How I feel. Raven Man is found by the counterfeit bill. A two-faced man is wasting a bit of bill. Just troublemaker, I'm scandalous. Just household breaker, I know damn well. He will meet with you and walk behind your back. You'll find it too well done, you're a wife or bad. If you and him just have a little fun, you tell the people everything you've done. For the stupid man is a doggone son of a gun. He's just like a gal with a past. He's worth found making a break. He's a double dealer right off the bat. He's a doggone stealer and a worthless gal. You've been Christian man, reminding your face. You pat your back and sing you disgrace. Don't give him paper rolls before you rest. You go around and talk about your secret. Father, son, don't make, he's a son, don't.